You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Leroy Sané to score and Man City to win was 23-20, now 11-8. And Umar Niasse to score and Hull to win was 22-1. That's been enhanced to 33-1. Tom, unbelievable job Marco Silva has done at Hull. Reminiscent maybe of when Mauricio Pochettino arrived at Southampton and replaced Nigel Adkins. The Telegraph have done a piece on Little Englander syndrome in English football, where a foreign manager comes over and he's stealing jobs from managers that have proved themselves in the lower leagues, English managers. But, I mean, Hull, he's done an incredible job at Hull. And if you'd have said to me at Christmas they were going to be outside the relegation zone, I'd have thought you were mad. At one point, I thought they were going to get relegated into League One. They were that bad, and just skip the Championship altogether. It's incredible that we're here and Hull have a genuine chance of survival.
If Marco Silva keeps them up, there's a case that you'd have him as well. He is one of the managers of the season. It's quite remarkable. And the clip that keeps going around, I know a few Hull fans, is of the Sky Sports Soccer Saturday pundits when he got the job that week, absolutely slating the guy. And at the time I could understand it. You know, people thought this was another kind of bonkers decision from owners who've received quite a lot of criticism, but they've clearly done their research and their homework. This is a guy who has taken his opportunity in the Premier League. The amazing thing for Hull is the injury list is as bad as any team in the Premier League, if not the worst in terms of key players. They lost their top scorer. He's still their top scorer, Robert Snodgrass, and they sold him for big money. They lost players like Ryan Mason, Jake Livermore, who was an absolute key player to them. They've lost these players, but they just keep going, and their home form might be enough just to keep them up. Now, I'm looking at this whole side, and the home form is incredible, right? The results have been great. But obviously, their away results have not been fantastic. They've not been awful in terms of, you know, who they've been playing against. They played Arsenal, you know, Leicester and Everton and Chelsea recently, and Manchester United. So they've had a tough run of games away from home. But I look at Manchester City and I look at their home form, and they, you know, in the home league table, they're ninth. They've won half of their 14 Premier League games. So the Etihad is by no means a fortress. And their recent results, Man City, you know, I know they've played Arsenal, Chelsea, and Liverpool, and they scored goals in all those games, but you know they've not really stamped their authority on any of those matches. So I don't think they're in particularly great shapes, and I think Hull will be boosted beyond belief by the fact they're out of the relegation zone, and anything they pick up here, of course, is a massive bonus. One thing I would look at Man City in their recent home forms is they've either failed to beat or they've only narrowly beaten by one goal the likes of Sunderland, Middlesbrough, Burnley and Swansea at home. They're four games without a win. They have found it tough against teams of similar ilk to Hull, if not worse teams. And I've got a back Hull in some capacity here. So the bet I'm picking out here is Hull plus two goals at 11-8. I'm not, you know, City will score, I've no doubt about it, but Hull have the capability. They've got their tails up, and Man City's home form and the way they've narrowly got past or failed to get past poor sides in the Premier League. I've got to be with Hull here, and I'm going to give them a two-goal head start at 11-8.
Is this a situation, Derek, as well, with that midweek result against Chelsea? I know they probably didn't have any chance of winning the title anyway, but that extinguished all hope. Could it be a letdown for City this weekend?
Yeah, it could. You know, you got that impression, didn't you? I thought they were really poor in the later stages. It was a massive match for them. They had to get something from that. And when they went 2-1 down, I didn't really see a response from them. They seemed to me to be going through the motions. And, you know, their recent record, I tell you, 1-5, City, that could be a worse bet only if I backed it, which I might yet do, by the way. I mean, I can't back him. I mean, you could actually make a decent case for Hull, given the way they've shaped under Silva. It's just their away form. You look at the last six matches, they've got three wins, a draw, and two defeats. Now, the worry for Hull back is that those defeats came against Everton and Leicester, the only informed sides in that group. The other matches came against Middlesbrough, useless. West Ham, useless. Swansea, mostly useless. Burnley, semi-useless. So it's, you know,
I love your ranking system, Derek.
You couldn't say, you know, this is a big step up. I can't back City in their current shape at 1-5, but a Hull at 12-1, I don't think that's given too much away, funnily enough. All I can see is that both sides will score, and it's just under even for both sides to score, so I'll play safe and go with that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.